At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Soccer Matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro de Madrid.
Soccer Matters, on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to ESPN 97.5. Soccer Matters is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Boy, we got two great UEFA finals with Real Madrid and Liverpool for the Champions League final and then the Europa League final. Eintracht Frankfurt, with their amazing fan base, taking on Glasgow Rangers. So two amazing UEFA finals right there. We are going to get a taste of European football this summer. Yeah, because Manchester City's coming here. And with the signing of Erling Haaland, that makes it even more important. It'll be one of the biggest nights of soccer in Houston this year. July 20th, Energy Stadium, Manchester City, taking on Liga MX's Club America. They're calling it the 2022 Copa del Lone Star. So they're coming in with all the big stars, Kevin De Bruyne, Jack Grealish, Raheem Sterling. They're all coming in. And with Manchester City, you're also going to get Erling Haaland now as well. So Pep Guardiola and company will be coming to Houston. Guardiola's just signed a new deal. They'll take on Club America, 13-time Liga MX champions. First time that they return to Energy Stadium in quite some time, and they'll have the likes of Guillermo Ochoa. You can get tickets to $35 right now at Ticketmaster at CopaDeLoneStar.com. That's CopaDeLoneStar.com. And right now we're joined by one of Club America's top talents. You know him from Major League Soccer. You know him from his time at Barcelona and Villarreal in Liga MX. He is Jonathan Dos Santos, and he joins us now. All right, so Jonah, let's just talk about the success recently with Club America under the new coach, Fernando Ortiz. What has changed since he's come to America?
Wow, it was a big change, to be honest. You can see in the locker room, you know, with my teammates. And also, Fernando is a great coach. He has a really good attitude. And he knows how to treat the players, that I think that is very important. And we are very happy with him, to be honest. We are doing really good. We got into the playoffs, so that's great. It's that we have to do, you know, from the beginning. We didn't have a good start, of course, but now I think the team is in a good way. We are enjoying, and I think the most important is that, you know, that we are enjoying to play soccer, and we are enjoying to come every day to train, you know, and we are happy. That's why we are playing well.
Talking to Jonah Dos Santos, you know him as Jonathan Dos Santos, fourth in the table, Club America, 8 straight without a loss. And of course, in the playoffs and looking forward to more. You know, I'm very familiar with your father, Zizinho, and his great career and the great person that he was. And I remember that he had wanted you to play for Club America. So where does this fit into your life and in the circle of life, coming back to play for the club your father played for?
Wow, it's been like a dream, to be honest, because we always wanted to play in Club America, me, my brother, you know, and being here in the biggest club in Mexico. So it's kind of like I'm living the best moment of my life, you know. And also, you say my dad play here also. He did a really good job. Everybody knows him. And I hope that I can do well, good things here in the club. We can win a lot of trophies, because at the end is what I want to do here. I want to be in the history of the club, And I'm really happy, to be honest. I'm really happy. I want to retire here. I'm very happy to be back to my country. I've been out of my country for like almost 20 years. So it's good to be back with my family, friends, all the culture, the food, the people. And yes, I'm very happy to be here in one of the big, well, the biggest club in Mexico.
Talking to Jonathan Dos Santos, Club America. They will be in Houston July 20th to take on Manchester City. Okay, so I want to take you back to the 2019 Gold Cup final. Mexico wins that. You get the layoff from Raul Jimenez, but you got the game winner in this. I love this play because you have the ball at about the halfway line. You play it forward, you follow it, you end up scoring the goal. Just take me back to that moment and what at that time that meant in your career playing for Mexico.
Well, it was a dream. It was a dream, to be honest. I don't score a lot of goals. But when I score golazos, as we say here in Mexico, you know, in Spanish. So yes, it was a good play. I was in the middle of the field. I started play. I knew that something else will happen because I was playing with a good players. I played the ball to Pizarro. Pizarro played with Raul, and Raul gave me a beautiful ball. I just have to put my my foot and score, you know. And so, yes, it was really good. I really enjoyed that day. It was, I think, one of the better days in my life, in my career. And I will always remember because also I was playing against USA.
So what is the rivalry like, really? I mean, is it really, do you really despise playing the U.S. or is there a mutual respect? No, there's one thing we know for sure. Both need each other.
It's a mutual respect, of course. It's one of the biggest rivals for Mexico, you know, and always when we play against them, we want to beat them, you know, but also we have a lot of respect for them. They are doing really good things right now. They have many players in Europe, and yes, every year they're playing better, and they show it. They show it. They show in the qualifiers, you know, that they are doing a really good job. But yes, I think it's always good to play these kind of games against really good players.
Jonathan Dos Santos joining us of Club America. Let me take you back to Barcelona because you were really little when you went over there. What's your memory of Barcelona? Because that's at a different period of your life when you're a lot younger.
Well, imagine a little kid from Mexico, from Mexico City, going to Europe to one of the biggest clubs in the world, playing with the best players in the world. Being coached for one of the best coaches in the world, so imagine it was a dream that not every kid can tell, you know. So I'm really happy to have that experience, that story, and as always I said, I would be very thankful with Barcelona because they always treat me like because you know when you are a Mexican, you go to another country. There are a little bit of racism, you know. So sometimes you have to. It wasn't easy for me to be there the first year, but Barcelona like opened the doors and they treat me, as I said, like very well. And always I would be thankful to them.
You had great times at Villarreal also, and of course Villarreal yesterday gave Liverpool a little bit of a scare. But how about your time at Villarreal?
It was great. It was great, to be honest, because, for example, in Barcelona, when I was playing the first team, I couldn't play a lot. I didn't get a lot of minutes. So in Villarreal, I got that. You know, I played minutes. I was one of the most important players in the team. We got every year in the Europa League. So yeah, I think it was one of those moments that you know if your career is gonna go up or it's going to go down. So I'm very thankful also with Villarreal, with Marcelino also, that he was my coach at the time. And yes, I had a great time in Villarreal.
Amazing career. We're talking to Jonathan Dos Santos. He'll be in Houston July 20th, Club America, 13 titles historically. They're going for another one this year. We'll be taking on Manchester City. We might be seeing Manchester City as the champions of Europe that day. All right, so 20 years, you've been away, you're back now. You go from Villarreal to the LA Galaxy in Major League Soccer. How big of a change was this from the type of football played in La Liga to MLS, and how much of a challenge was that for you personally?
It was a big change for me, to be honest, because I thought that I was going to the MLS, I will play like walking, you know, but it wasn't true. I knew that I have to put all my effort to be a better player, because, you know, in the MLS, the game is different, you know. It's more like athletic. You have to run a lot. It's not like the La Liga, because more tactic, more quality, you know. And yes, I have to adapt.
Yeah, adapt.
I have to adapt. Yes, I have to adapt very quick, because as I say, in the first 6 months I want to play here. I come from La Liga, and it's gonna be easy, but it wasn't. And it was a big change, but it was great. It was great, to be honest. I didn't win any title with LA Galaxy. It's something that I wanted to do, because I wanted to be in the history of the club. It couldn't happen, but I had a really good time. And as I always say, you know, I wanted to retire in LA Galaxy. It couldn't happen, but now I'm in the biggest club in Mexico, and also in my dream team. So I'm happy to be here, and also I hope I can retire here.
Jonathan Dos Santos was a two-time All-Star for the LA Galaxy. And, well, there's a tie here, because in the 80s, your uncle Beto, who you and I were talking about before we got on here, was a teammate of mine. He had come from Club America and didn't know English at the time. You're out in California where Beto is, and I know he's still doing a lot of player development and things. So you found out your uncle Beto is pretty popular, right?
I know. He was very popular. Yes, I know. I know that he got a lot of friends in Los Angeles, or even that around the world. And he was a good player. He was a good player. He was a great player. He was a good person, as you say. And now I think he's – I don't know if he's coaching right now, a kid, or I don't know.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
and everybody talks really nice things about him. So yeah, it's good to have a great family, you know, like my uncle, my dad, everybody like say beautiful things about them.
He was very proud of you. Whenever I talk to him, we talk about you and your brother Gio. He's very, very proud of you. I was glad, because he was a central midfielder and he was very skilled. So I get the ball and give it to him.
I know. I saw him playing, and he was really good. He was really good.
Really
he had
good.
A lot of quality.
Amazing family, you know, with all the football that's in your family. It's pretty amazing. We're talking to Jonathan Dos Santos here. So speaking of Houston, was there ever a time that Houston was considering you to come here, or you had interest to play here at all, simply
because
of MLS?
No, we never talked about it. No, we didn't have like communication, talking. I don't know how to say
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, with the team. And I knew that it would be difficult, because I'm already 32, and now I think they are looking for players younger, you know. So I knew that it would be difficult, but no, I wasn't. We haven't had like communication with the team.
It's funny, because there was a rumor down here, and everybody was like, "Dos Santos to Houston." We wanted.
I know.
It would have been great. We will tell the story then about your uncle playing here too.
It would be great, because it's a good city, it's a good club.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, it didn't happen. So.
All right, so
I'm here in America, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I know you are. I know you are. I was just tying it into Houston. We're talking to Jonathan Dos Santos. So Hector Herrera is going to come to Houston in July from Atletico Madrid. Have you had any conversation about him? Has he asked you about the league? I'm just curious.
Yes, I was talking with him, and he's very happy. He's very happy. I explained him about the league. I know that he will love it, because they're doing great. They're like growing up. They're doing all the things with all the teams. They're bringing a lot of good players, and I know that Herrera is gonna be one of the biggest players in the league. He's gonna going to do good things. It's going to help the league, of course, to grow up, no? And also the league, I think they're going to watch it around the world. So I'm happy for him. It's going to be a big change for him because also he was playing in one of the best leagues. But as I say, I know that MLS is going to be one of the biggest leagues in the future, 100%.
Jonathan, how do you describe your national team teammate, Hector Herrera, as a player?
As a player?
Yes.
Different. He's a different player. He has a lot of quality. He knows what to do with the ball, the time. He never lose balls, and he's a different guy. I love to play with him when we were together in the national team, because we like it to play that kind of tiki-taka, you know, and we are similar in that, and we always love it to play together. But yes, I think he's different, and we are lucky with that we have him in the national team, you know.
Last question. What's the pressure like playing for Club America? Express that to my listeners.
It's a big pressure because we are in the biggest team in Mexico. So we know the pressure that we have. We know that if you are here, you have to win titles.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. You have to win titles. So yes, the pressure is always in every day. You know, in every training, we know that you have to give everything, every training, every day. But it's good. It's a good pressure. I think any player would like to have this kind of pressure and being one of the biggest team in Mexico, of course.
Jonathan, thank you very much for giving us this much time. We appreciate it. You're definitely a Dos Santos. You're in the mold of your uncle, who I know very well.
Thank
and
you.
And your father, Zizinho. So thank you very much for coming on today. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me, and it was a pleasure.
So that was great stuff there from Jonathan Dos Santos. Don't forget, you can see him July 20th, as the English Premier League champions Manchester City come in to take on Jonathan Dos Santos and Club America. It's a 2022 Copa del Lone Star. Get your tickets now. Listen, $35. Are you kidding me? Just $35. Ticketmaster or CopaDelLoneStar.com. That's where you get the tickets. Two of the world's biggest soccer clubs, Energy Stadium. It's a special night in Houston. We are a premier soccer destination when it comes to these large, big national team and big club events like this. At Energy, we've got a history of that. So it's Club America. It's Manchester City coming in with their new signing, Erling Haaland, under the one and only Pep Guardiola. Also, don't forget, Houston Dynamo. They are in action against Nashville this weekend. Tomorrow night, they will take on San Antonio FC. So right now, caller number 4, as we go to break, you've got a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Nashville.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Hey, Jan Christensen from Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture with the Danish Dynamite segment at Soccer Matters. What a week. We found the two Champions League finalists. And my predictions of Man City, of course, was wrong. But what a game we're going to have on May 28th. Two teams that implement one thing, teamwork. The two coaches have really created two teams that work together, press together, and really win together. And to all the young guys out there, or to all the parents who dream about their son being the next Ronaldo or Messi, or their daughter being the next Carly Lloyd or Mia Hamm, look at these two teams and look how teamwork is created. That's really what I see. And that's the big word for me this week when I think about the 40 years of Danish Inspirations in Houston. Teamwork. From the delivery, from the sales, from the management, everything has been about teamwork to survive 40 years in Houston as a modern contemporary furniture. So with that said, at the Danish League, FC Copenhagen faltered again, tying Brøndby 1-1. Brøndby scored with 30 seconds left to tie the game, and FC Copenhagen is now only 1 point ahead of FC Midtjylland with 3 games left. So it's coming down to the wire there. But come on into Danish Inspirations at 2775400 and enjoy our modern contemporary furniture selection. Sit in a stressless chair, be comfortable, and really enjoy 40 years of hard teamwork at Danish Inspirations. We are red, we are white, we are Danish dynamite. DanishInspirations.com.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We continue on tonight here. The next segment is brought to you by Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Hey, you head over to 2775 Fondren. It's the best in modern contemporary furniture. Danish Inspirations should be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture shopping. If you like modern furniture, the place to go. I've got a stressless line lounge chair. Unbelievable. You go over there, you talk to Jan Christensen. It is the best in modern contemporary furniture. It's DanishInspirations.com. You can also hear Jan's segment on the show called Danish Dynamite. So a big thank you to Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Bringing our next guest from San Antonio FC, he's defender Carter Manley. He joins us now. Carter, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, I'm just going to get right to it. Position this tomorrow night. How important this is to San Antonio FC coming to Houston and taking on the Dynamo in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. You guys already knocked off Austin FC. My assumption is you want to knock off another Major League Soccer team.
That's exactly right. It's a huge opportunity and a huge game. You know, after beating Austin earlier, about 2 weeks ago, then that was a club history first for us. And, you know, we want to keep making history. We want to keep going farther. We want to show people what we're capable of. And, you know, we're not afraid of anybody. So that's what we're going to go out there and show tomorrow.
Carter Manley joining us, defender for San Antonio FC. So just to remind you how they did this over Austin FC, this was incredibly dramatic. Elliot Collier in the 82nd minute would tie it, and then Carter Manley in stoppage time of the second half would get it done. He would get the game-winning goal. I for this franchise, which to many people got kind of pipped out of MLS by the Columbus Crew being located to Austin, did you guys get that whole sense in there a little bit around that game that, you know, San Antonio thought they were maybe potentially going to get into Major League Soccer, and then all of a sudden – Austin FC comes into the picture. Was that carried a little bit into this game?
Yeah, there was definitely a bit extra there. I know that it was really big for the people that had been there with the club since day one, since the people had been supporting and hoping for that for a while. So I know that was extremely important to them, and I'm glad we could deliver on that and get the city and the people who show up and support the team a win.
So on that day against Austin FC, for you, what was it from San Antonio FC that helped you get that result done? I know you guys are highly motivated. I know a lot of you are sitting there going, hey, I could be on Austin FC. I'm better than that guy. That's part of it. We all know that. But what to you was so important on that day?
If I had to put it down to two things, I would say resiliency and our togetherness or cohesion. You go down. We're tied 0-0 at halftime. We come out, we give up a goal early, down 1-0. It's easy for teams to fold, get mad at each other, start blaming each other. But I think the mentality that we have is the exact opposite. We come together and we recognize that, all right, it's not going to be easy, but we're going to do this. There's no other choice. And I think that's the two things that helped us carry on to win the game.
Carter Manley joining us here, San Antonio FC in town tomorrow night. They'll take on the Houston Dynamo. It's the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, PNC Stadium. They have already knocked off Austin FC. Carter Manley with the game-winning goal in that game, historic game for San Antonio FC. Going into that game against Austin FC, I mean, did you guys feel as though, look, I mean, Austin FC for me is one of the best possession-based teams in all of Major League Soccer. Do you concede that a little bit going into that game when you develop a game plan?
I think our game plan was to play our game, not try to play the opponent's game or let them play their game. We were focused completely on playing our style of play and letting that dominate the game. That was our goal. We weren't going out there trying to match what they were doing and try to do that better than them. We have our own identity and we stick to that no matter who we're playing.
What is that identity? What is that purpose of play?
That is high pressure, high intensity on and off the ball, being aggressive, going forward.
Carter Manley joining us, played his college soccer at Duke, grew up in the Maryland area. We're going to talk a little bit about your upbringing because I saw some really interesting things. Was a first-round draft choice of Minnesota United. Alan Marcina, how much importance do you place on your coach in these types of games? And does he speak to you a little bit differently? Is the team talk different going up against an MLS team than maybe it is against the USL championship team?
I think the talk's a little bit of the same and a little bit different. You know, it's always an opportunity for each player to show what they're capable of at an individual level and push to the next stage in their career. And it's an opportunity at the team level to show everyone what we're capable of. And this was a bigger test than what we usually face. So with bigger tests, bigger opportunity, both at the individual and team level. And I think that's what was communicated to us to provide that extra spark, that extra energy for us.
Now you're going to have traveling fans in Houston tomorrow night. I we know that they're going to just come down I-10. They're going to come to PNC Stadium. You know, what's the fan base has been pretty exceptional for you. You guys got a beautiful stadium. Speak to me a little bit about the environment San Antonio FC as a club, and then the unique sort of intimate relationship that you do have with these fans who will be traveling tomorrow night here to Houston.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, I said it after the game, you know, we just came off a Saturday game playing 90 to 100 minutes. And then we have Wednesday against Austin. And I'll tell you what, we got a man go down. We got another who's struggling to finish the game. 135 minutes. You don't finish that game without huge support from your fans. And, you know, that was extra energy boost. That was good for us. You know, we have that internal drive. You know, we can push through that. We can do that. But having the fans behind your back, having them, you know, be out there supporting you, that's just an energy boost. And we feed off the energy of the people around us, our teammates, the fans, whatever it is. But they're incredible. They create such an incredible atmosphere. And I mean, the loyalty and passion that they show is incredible.
San Antonio FC defender Carter Manley joining us. Well, you just gave them the biggest reward you probably could in Central Texas, right? Because now they got bragging rights over anybody in Austin, right? I mean, is that the way you guys look at that game? And is that the way your fans look at the game? Is basically, hey, anytime I go to Austin, hey, by the way, San Antonio FC, we knocked you off 2-1.
Yeah, there's definitely that bit of a back and forth going. And, you know, you want to have that one up where you can go and throw that at them. But that was definitely there for sure. I mean, I heard it from a lot of the fans after the game. I mean, it's just been in the air and I love it.
Community outreach. What do you guys do as players? Because I assume you guys are out in the community a lot. You're trying to connect personally with as many players as possible. The sports landscape is very crowded. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do and how you outreach to San Antonio soccer community.
Gotcha. Yeah, everyone has their different areas, their different passions that they like to focus on helping on the community. And, you know, everyone, the front office has been very supportive in providing us with opportunities to go and speak or help out in those different areas. And yeah, everyone's been able to do that a little bit. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and that's something I would like to help out around the community. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunities, and it's been great having the staff, the front staff, be so open and communicating with us about what we can do and what we can help out.
Carter, what do they do with you guys as the first team players when it comes to your academy and things? I mean, obviously there's got to be a connection there because ultimately they're trying to get where you are. What do you guys kind of do when it comes to being connected with the academy and, you know, that level below you?
Right. We have a good amount of kids that come up and train with us during the week. Yeah, there's a good connection there. And then even during preseason, we had our last game against El Paso. Some of the players were able to get in, and then Open Cup, the last two Open Cups, we had a lot of academy kids step up into difficult situations. I mean, especially as like your first professional experience or, you know, probably toughest game you've played in. So, I mean, we've been training them and they've been in with us. We've been helping them both tactically, technically, and mentally. And I think that showed when they came in the game, how they helped us.
Is part of that not treating them as though they're little kids when they come into training? I mean, hey, you're there with the big boys. So part of my job is, you know, not to lower my level of game around these guys. It is to help them and nurture them, but it's also about, hey, here's what the next level and here's what it takes.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say that during training, there's no let off when we're going up against them. It's competitive, but at the same time, we recognize that they're still developing, and we try to use that to help them grow, like take them aside, little hints or like little things that we've learned. Maybe, you know, instead of letting them learn the hard way, you just, you know, pull them aside, let them know this is probably the way.
Carter Manley joining us. Okay, you played, you played for someone that I played against, John Kerr Jr. at Duke. Tell me about your coach at Duke, because I know John very well. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, I love Coach Kerr. I'm still in contact with him, even 4 years out of college. We're still talking, catching up on the old days, how the team's doing, how I'm doing, everything. But he's an incredible human being, great coach. And, you know, he's really helped me during my time at Duke. He's really helped me develop and become closer to the player I am now, like helped me really grow and develop. And even afterwards, you know, just still looking out for me, still being my coach, even though I'm not playing under him. So, I mean, he's a great, great person to have in my life. And yeah, it's been great having him.
Talking to Carter Manley, San Antonio FC defender, played at Minnesota United, played his college soccer at Duke University. How do you guys get rebooted here now? I mean, how do you forget this Austin FC game? Has that been hard to do? Because look, that is a significant game in the history of San Antonio FC. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But how do you reboot yourself now for a different Houston Dynamo team than Austin?
You know, we were really happy that night and we celebrated that night, and then we moved forward because we know that, you know, teams love to talk about you when you're doing well and you're doing high and that, all that. But if you lose the next game, kind of all that goes away. So, you know, that Austin game's in the past, we're always looking forward. Next game, Houston, that's all that matters. Austin's 2 weeks ago and Houston's a focus.
Carter, tremendous catching up with you. Thank you for coming on the show ahead of the San Antonio FC and the Dynamo and the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tomorrow. Congratulations on an incredible moment, dramatic game-winning goal against Austin FC in stoppage time. We thank you so much for coming on the program here tonight.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
All right. Fun stuff there. That was Carter Manley, defender for San Antonio FC. Played at Duke University, as we talked about there, but had that dramatic stoppage time game-winning goal as San Antonio FC knocked Austin FC out of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Tomorrow night, they take on the Houston Dynamo, and I would assure you there will be some fans from San Antonio FC making their way to Houston. All right, right now, quick word here for Lamont Brands. LamontBrands.com. That's where you get your Soccer Matters t-shirt. All the proceeds will go to Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients. We create awareness, fundraising. This show here, Soccer Matters, is a platform for spreading pediatric cancer awareness. So that's something we always want to do. Get your t-shirt at LamontBrands.com. I will thank you immensely, believe me. But I think more importantly, the Snowdrop Foundation, the 501c charity, will even more. Okay. Also, seek performance, find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Advantage BMW in Midtown, you'll experience premier service tailored for you. Excellence at Advantage BMW Midtown isn't just offered, but it is expected. The service center will be dedicated to putting your time first. The expert sales team can help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned, or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Advantage BMW Midtown. Right now at 713-780-3776, third caller, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Nashville this Saturday.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, final segment tonight on Soccer Matters here, presented as always by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Just a reminder here, Advantage BMW, seek performance, find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. You're going to experience premier service tailored to you at Advantage BMW in Midtown. All you got to do is discover something special, discover your hometown Advantage. You go down to San Jacinto and Gray, AdvantageBMWHouston.com. They'll get you in whatever you want. Sedan, X5, service center dedicated to putting your time first. And you can find the perfect new certified, pre-owned, or pre-owned vehicle. That's Advantage BMW in Midtown. And they help us bring on our next guest, Houston Dynamo winger Tyler Pascher joins us. Tyler, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
No problem, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so just heading into what is a big week already, the road game in D.C., it's 4 games in 12 days. Just how about, a little around the mood of the team right now?
The team mood is in high spirits, man. You know, even though, you know, the run of form, it's not really bothered us because we know what our end goal is and an end plan, right? And we're all just grinding down together and getting through it. As you know, it's MLS, and, you can win back-to-back games and, you know, be at top of the table. It's just how it goes. So, you know, we're all keeping a positive attitude.
Take me into that. It's MLS, because MLS does have a very unpredictable nature to it. I know they want to build it up in Vegas, but I'm not sure it's the league you want to do a lot of betting on, because anything can happen. So take us into that a little bit with your experiences, the unpredictable nature of the league and the opposition.
Yeah, you know, teams can start off in really bad on a really bad foot and go on losing streaks, and then before you know it, they end up winning MLS Cup. You know, it's a really back and forth league, and anybody can win on any given day. And you know, it gives us a lot of I would have to say positivity, knowing that, you know, that this is just one of those spells that you go through in the league. You know, just getting your footing, finding your team, finding your teammates. You know, getting the chemistry going. And, it's, again, like I said, it's MLS, the unpredictability of it. You just don't know. So, you know, we definitely have a lot of confidence going into these games coming up and into the future that, you know, we're going to make a really good run at it.
Tyler Pascher joining us. Dynamo winger had that tying goal against Colorado. Conversely, though, can you take your foot off the pedal? Because there's kind of that little gap of, you know, maybe there isn't as much consequence and it's all about timing it right and getting into the playoffs.
No, definitely not. No, you definitely got to keep your foot on the pedal and going full throttle 100% every day. Because, you know, these, especially with the run of home games we're having, you know, this is where you take advantage of those points. And that's when the points add up at the end of the season when you really need them.
And it's interesting because you look at the Western Conference, you got teams like Seattle, Portland behind you, Sporting Kansas City. And you're thinking, okay, at some point these guys are going to make a run because they're known for that. Although Seattle has had a very bad injury to João Paulo, their midfielder, but it's kind of like a week-to-week look at everything and focusing on your own business, right?
Exactly, you know, and we want to be the team that people look at as, oh, they're a team that can go on a run. You know, that's the attitude we have. You know, we have a winning group of guys that want to, you know, make a statement this year.
Tyler Pascher, goal and assist, played for Canada in the Gold Cup. Inverted winger or getting the width, which do you prefer? Do you like getting out to the touchline or do you like picking up a ball and running inside? And I have a feeling I know what you might say, but I'm going to let you answer the question.
Really, it really depends on the kind of system I'm playing against and the opponent. It would have to depend on that. But either or, I'm pretty comfortable on either side.
So the last game, for instance, against DC, was that an attempt to get a little bit more width in the attack with Paulo Nagamura?
Yeah, most definitely. Because of their three at the back, you know, getting the wingers and channels against center backs is your ideal situation, right? So it's definitely the game plan.
So the attack lately, it's sputtering a little bit. It's staggering. You guys are trying to unleash it. You're trying to also get Sebas Ferreira involved a little bit more. How do you guys as wingers maybe support his game a little bit?
You know, I just think it's more so building a relationship and understanding of what each other likes, you know. Does he like crosses in the air, on the ground? Does he want the ball to feet? You know, it's still, even though, you know, it's been quite a few games in the season, it's still a chemistry that we're working on together and trying to figure out, right? But, as you stated, you know, it's been difficult for us, but it's just one of those where we have to grind through it. And, you know, understand the system and the play that we're going to play, and you know, just keep working hard every day.
Tyler, how much competition, you know, in training every day between you and Fafa Pico and Corey Baird?
Oh, it's competition every day, right? And that's what helps keep everybody sharp and on their toes.
Let's take us into a week here that starts with San Antonio FC. You're very familiar with the USL Championship. You were big goal scorer for Indy 11 before coming over to the Dynamo. Prior to that, was Sporting Kansas City. But the motivation that these guys will bring on Tuesday night, I mean, on Wednesday night, I don't think there's any question. You know, a lot of those guys are saying, and probably much like you, when you were at Indy 11, they're saying, hey, I'm good enough to be in MLS. I'm good enough to be on that team. I'm better than that guy. Is that a lot of what goes on Wednesday night?
Oh, 100%. They're going to come in with a do or die attitude, and it's going to be an intensity that we definitely have to match, if not, you know, be more than. So it's one of those where it's a bunch of guys that this would be the equivalent of playing in like a final in the USL, right? That, you know, you're going to leave everything out there and beat an MLS team because everybody wants the position you're in.
So how is it being positioned this week with the clarity of knowing that Nashville's coming in this weekend? It's a home game. You guys want to get back on track. You know, is there any sense of looking a little bit ahead here? Is this positioned as, look, we want to win the USL. We want to win the Lamar Hunt US Open Cup. How does it get positioned for you guys?
I think we go into every game wanting to win, and we're going to put the best lineup out there on the field to win. And for sure, you know, why not go and win a cup? I mean, that's what we want. That's what we're here to do at the end of the day. So it's definitely an opportunity for us to, you know, get through this game, win, and get on to the next round, and then, you know, figure out Saturday when it comes, right? And just worry about the game tomorrow first.
So I was excited when you were playing with Canada in the Gold Cup and you know, not selected as of late, but I would have to think that you're still pushing to try to make the Canadian national team and go to a World Cup. Do you have any conversations with John Herdman still? And where does a World Cup in Canada fit in the mind of Tyler Pascher?
Well, it's definitely a childhood dream, right? And I think it's one of those where if I just continue to put my head down, keep working hard every day, I give myself a good opportunity to be there. And, you know, it's not an easy group of guys. There's a lot of talent there. And it's just amazing to see for Canada that we're doing so well. And, you know, we're definitely going to make a good run at the World Cup. So, you know, if I get my opportunity to go, I'm going to be grateful. But nonetheless, whatever happens, I'll be supporting the guys 100%.
Tyler, have you had conversation with John Herdman? I mean, do you stay in touch with him? Does he stay in touch with you? How does that work?
Yeah, every once in a while. You know, it's mainly emails. He's a busy guy, right? So, you know, we just keep in touch with the medical staff, and you know how it goes, just keeping the players up to date with the training and team and everything like that.
So John Herdman, you know, I mean, I did a World Cup where he was the coach of the Canadian women's national team when the women in Canada hosted the FIFA Women's World Cup. The transition now to the men's side, what is it that makes him tick as the coach? Because look, he's been a part of something historic, as have you and your Canadian teammates. You haven't been to a World Cup since 1986 in Mexico. What is it about John Herdman that maybe has tied everything together here?
Definitely the biggest thing I noticed was the brotherhood and the sense of unity that he's built within the national team organization. You know, you got a group of guys that have each other's back through everything, that are as close as brothers. And that's the image that's portrayed when you get there. You know, nobody's bigger than anybody on that team. Everybody's equal, and we're here to all accomplish the same goal. And, you know, it's a really amazing culture and foundation that he's built.
Tyler Pascher, Dynamo winger, joining us. We appreciate his time. All right, but that's easier said than done. Every coach is going to say, hey, I'm good at bringing people together. My locker room's great, all that. What is it he specifically does, though, and makes him better than others in unifying a group?
Honestly, I know how you said that just there, but I have never seen a locker room like that, like the one I saw with the national team. Like, again, the way he's brought a group of guys together like that and has unbelievable belief in everybody and each other. It's incredible, man. And it was an amazing experience to be a part of. And it definitely makes you see what a winning environment and a winning organization and culture looks like. And it definitely gives you a lot of good experience to take on, you know, even to your personal team.
So when I interviewed him when he was with the Canadian women's national team, he had kind of a guru-like, a little bit of a guru-like quality
around him, right? Like kind of, you know, a motivator, a self-help kind of feel to him. Is that fair to say?
100%. Definitely helps to get the best out of every player.
Like, is personal conversations with you? I mean, are they things that you walk away as a player? Hey, I'm supremely motivated here after talking to my manager.
For sure. You know, like I remember when I was going into Gold Cup, we had a chat on the phone for about an hour and a half, just talking about he's from Newcastle and I played in Newcastle. And then that was just like a conversation we had. And, you know, I just kind of felt like talking to a friend, not more so your boss, right?
So you were up there in the North Sea. I've been to Geordieland one summer for 6 weeks. Now, that was a really interesting part of your career because that came through friends, right? And then you used to go over to Newcastle pretty consistently.
Correct, yep.
Yeah, can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was just through a connection of mine back home in Canada. His son was actually currently playing and signed there with the first team. And, you know, he had an opportunity to bring me over there and just say, hey, could he try and train with the team? Because I'd played with like the ODP kind of style in Canada, organization in Canada. And, you know, I ended up doing pretty well in training. They said, hey, you're welcome to come back anytime. And then, you know, I started going back for longer periods and longer periods. And then it looked like something that potentially I was going to stay and be there full time. And it didn't end up working out that way, unfortunately. But it definitely taught me everything I know about the game today. That's for sure.
The passion in Newcastle and Northern England is off the charts. Can you express that to my listeners just from what you experienced being over there training with them?
Yeah, it's a religion, no doubt. It's a way of life. And, you know, even when I was 9 years old playing with these kids acted like they were 25-year-old men playing for a paycheck. Like they made sure that they were doing everything they could to play over you. You know, it was a dog eat dog world. And that there right off the hop just showed me the difference and, you know, how passionate everybody is about the game over there. And it was, again, where I learned how to play and learned to develop that passion myself.
Tyler Pascher joining us, a lot of experience, Canadian national team member, Gold Cup with Canada, played against the U.S., if you remember, and also had that tying goal against Colorado. All right, the attack right now. What do you think the attack is lacking right now for the Dynamo?
I would just probably say, you know, chemistry, you know, just being on the same page with each other. As I kind of stated before when you were speaking about Sebas, it's just, you know, what is each other like? Like, how can we help each other get into better spots, get on the ball and, you know, help each other in those moments? And I think that's something that we're working on every day. And at some point it's going to form and it's going to come together, you know, and it's just something we need to keep our heads down at and keep working at.
Tyler, did you feel like you had good moments in transition against DC where it seemed like you were breaking out and then maybe a ball would be played behind somebody or maybe the execution off or an unforced error? Because I thought there were a few moments in the game looked like you guys were going to be able to break well and then maybe one pass is slightly off or something derails the attack.
Yeah, you know, that happens, man. You know, we're all going to have off technical days. It's just part of the game, right? And you know, coming from Houston, we weren't really prepared for a cold, wet kind of day like that. So, you know, it was difficult to adapt to, but it just was one of those days for us, you know.
How about the new setup under Paulo Nagamura and some of the things that have changed here in his first year as a head coach? Maybe take some of our listeners into that.
Yeah, you know, we're a team that definitely wants to play. We're a team that wants to be hardworking defensively and be good on the ball and good off the ball. And, you know, it's a sacrifice for the team environment. You know, nobody, again, is bigger than anybody on the team. So it's a system that we're all still working on adapting to figure out what he wants us to do in certain situations and, you know, and get a better understanding and grasping of all the fine intricacies involved. But again, it's like I said, it's just a process that we're all working towards.
So branding teams is a dangerous game because teams morph into different things throughout the course of 90 minutes. I mean, you know this better than anyone. But what would you call a Dynamo? Would you call a Dynamo a pressing team? Would you, you know, how would you kind of label the purpose of play for the fan base?
The purpose of play would be to wear teams down with the ball. That's our ideal image. And again, it might not have looked like that recently, but that is our ideal picture of how we want to play. And again, you know, it's just working through those fine details of getting ourselves into those situations, into those moments to be a possession-oriented dominating team.
Tyler, before I let you go, is there anything better than being a professional soccer player? I mean, life is pretty good being a pro, isn't it?
Definitely can't complain.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it very much. Best of luck against San Antonio and then flipping it around against Nashville on the weekend. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Tyler Pascher, U.S. Not U.S. What am I saying here? I'm going to get myself in trouble. Canadian national team member, also Houston Dynamo winger. We appreciate him. That's how we wrap it up tonight in very, very big style with Tyler. Again, we remind you the Dynamo will take on Nashville on the weekend. That game is also airing on AT&T Sportsnet. And then tomorrow night, it's Wednesday night, get down to PNC Stadium. The Dynamo take on San Antonio FC. That is the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Our show is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, committed to working for you 24/7. If you get in a car, boat, motorcycle, maritime accident, it's a nervy time. We know that. A few things are worse than severe injury. But that's when you call the Daspit Law Firm at 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual, 713-322-HURT, DaspitLaw.com. Podcast of the show, ESPN 975. For producer Andrew Carlson, thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm Glenn Davis. Until next Tuesday, remember that soccer matters.
ESPN 975 and ESPN 925. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.